Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. We got to do rapid fire today.
Okay,
Alan.
Here we go. Let's hit it.
To lose weight, eating less is far more important than exercising.
We knew this already. I've known it for years. I exercise every morning. I have never missed. I do an hour of intensive aerobic exercise, and I know that the only way that I can do any weight control at all is to limit my calorie consumption. So now, of course, the scientific community comes along and says, hey, Alan, you were right all along. But it's so. That doesn't mean you shouldn't exercise, because you should. It's good for your heart. It's good for virtually everything else. We all know that walking is, for example, one of the best exercises anybody can have, and that's because from the very beginning, everybody walked. They didn't drive cars. That's the way we developed. And exercise is terribly important, but for weight loss, stop eating a little.
Jeb Bush, in the presidential race, made it official yesterday, citing his record in Florida. And the markets, according to the New York Times, say he's still the favorite.
He is the favorite. I have no doubt about it. I've said from the very beginning, I think that it's going to be Hillary Clinton versus Jeb Bush. He's got tremendous amounts of money behind him. He's got a huge organization that's in place with very important people. There is a question, however, which is, will the radical right, who show up in far larger numbers at primaries, will the radical right say, no, we don't want a centrist who can win or who has a possibility of winning? I'm not predicting he will. What we need is somebody who's ideologically pure and therefore cut their own political throats. That's my bet as to what the tension in these campaigns is going to be.
The head of the NAACP chapter in Spokane, subject to national scrutiny and ridicule after she appeared she lied about her own racial background, announced Monday she was quitting. Alan, the Times reporting this morning that she has a past lawsuit against Howard University charging they discriminated against her in part for being white.
Well, let me put it this way. There's always a new wrinkle. However, here's a good rule to live by. And somebody called in yesterday to the roundtable when we were talking about this and said, hey, a lie is a lie is a lie is a lie. Don't lie. If you don't lie, you're not going to get into trouble. But this is a whopper, all right. And remember that her parents had adopted four black children, and she was the sort of senior among them. And apparently, somebody's nose was out of joint over all of that. So, yeah, you know, you can turn around, you can discriminate against somebody because they're white in a black situation or black in a white situation. But you know what? Just don't lie.
Pope Francis now weighing in on climate change, Alan, calling for action in a new encyclical leaked yesterday.
This is a great pope. He started it all out, got my admiration when he said, who am I to judge? I mean, the ripples from that one has led to so many things, including votes to legalize gay marriage in what were Latin American countries that adhered to Catholic doctrine. Really, this guy is amazing. And now, as opposed to taking the conservative route and denying climate change, Pope Francis is taking the lead and getting the world's admiration.
We're into the 11th day now, Alan, and the two convicted murderers from Dannemora who escaped, Richard Matt and David Sweat, still on the run. And in Albany, we're seeing criticism leveled against the governor and the legislature for cuts to criminal justice, including at Dannemora, which they say may have impacted, ultimately, an escape like this.
When I was a kid, there used to be these constant discussions over, quote, who lost China? In the absence of finding these two despicable murderers, there is going to be, nature abhors a vacuum, on an effort to blame someone. So we know that, for example, the woman who had helped them or allegedly helped them, she's been arrested. And now we see the fickle finger turning towards Andrew Cuomo, saying, oh, you know, you didn't do enough. You didn't put enough money in. They're operating under the worst conditions. You're a big show off. You rushed up there to put your head out of the sewer where they escaped. And, you know, I think he did the right thing. I think he went up there. He was supposed to go up there in the governor, whether he did it the right way, whether he allowed the press in and didn't use only his own photographer. That's another whole series of stories. But somebody's going to get blamed here. And what you want to do in a great problem like this is get out of the way.